Spring marks a milestone for Earth Day, and for half a century, we have tipped our hats to Mother Earth. In advance of the celebrations plan, the State Forestry Department is asking high school students across the islands to submit an essay about sharing a cherished landscape. The top winners get special access to a remote area for a behind-the-scenes day in the field with conservationists. We talk with Maui's Jeff Bagshaw. He's with the Forestry Division of the State Department of Land and Natural Resources.
Well, we're really excited because this is going to be the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, and for those who aren't who think it's just a party, it's the largest secular celebration on the planet. Over a billion people partake in some kind of activity on Earth Day or near Earth Day, and it's of course what inspired the United States to write into laws Clean Air, Clean Water, Endangered Species Act, and so here in Hawaii. We wanted to ask high school students to record for future generations what they learned from someone in their life who's over the age of 50, since it's the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, about a vahipana. If a student or anybody who lives in Hawaii, you spend any time here, you go out someplace in the wild or in a natural setting with someone who's an elder, and they'll tell you about the native plants, the birds that they used to see when they were younger, what that place was like. And Hawaii is changing so fast that it's changing with every generation, and we're just concerned that the knowledge is being lost or that the understanding of what's native or should be in that place is being lost. It's changing.
So you're really kind of capturing like an earth memory.
That's our hope, is that we can create kind of a dialogue and learn more. Because every island and every community has some place that they think is special, and we're asking the students to just go back to that place with the elder and record, you know, in writing, what is unique about that place, so that we don't lose that knowledge and we have a picture for the future.
So this is a cross-generational kind of endeavor as we mark this big anniversary.
That's right. And it's also not always about loss. There are some good news stories out there as well. You know, you can talk to people who say, gee, turtles never used to come up on this beach, or we never used to see that native Hawaiian bird in this place, and now they're here. And that's the other thing we'd like to capture as well.
Yes, because there are lots of those types of stories. I was just talking to someone over at the Marine Base in Kaneohe, and they were starting to see, I think, sea turtles come back, and the owls, pueo.
Yeah, I just heard today earlier that there's a couple of sites here on Maui where red-footed boobies are nesting, and that's new. So that's good news.
Right.
New to our generation.
And then also with bats. We hear a lot about the loss of bats with the wind farms, but there are areas where there have been more sightings, too.
Yes, and that's what we're trying to capture, because all of the people who live in Hawaii get to see these things or experience them, and we just need more eyes and ears out there and people writing down what's special to them and how they see a place, and that's why we took the name Vahipana. I think the best definition I've ever heard of it was that it's a pulsing place. It's got a life.
So if there are people out there that want to participate in this effort, what do they need to know?
Well, they should be high school students. I've had a couple of folks who said, hey, is this contest open to adults? Sorry, no. And they can go and apply online and submit their essay. The deadline is February 14th, Valentine's Day, so we make it easy. And then we're going to announce the winners on April 22nd, Earth Day. And the limit is 1,500 words. That they don't have to be that much. It can be in Hawaiian or English. If it's in Hawaiian, we ask for an English translation to accompany it. These are going to be reviewed by 38 different volunteer judges and counting on each of the different islands. We've got a couple of judges who actually have Hawaiian as a first language, so essays submitted in Hawaiian will be reviewed by those folks. We announced this before the holidays, hoping that students would have time to, over the holidays when they're spending time with family and elders that they know, that they would have a chance to go back to these places. And, you know, sometimes the place has even changed from when the student was very young and taken there as a toddler or that age, their first time. It could have changed in just the last 10 years, and that's what we're hoping to record, is the change. If they want to find out more, probably the easiest way is to just type into your search engine Vahipana Essay Contest, and it will take you to the DLNR page where there are instructions for the students, a one-page application, and then they can drop their essay onto that landing page, or they can put it in a Dropbox, either way.
And so what do you win if you win the essay?
Well, this is the exciting part. You know, we hope that folks would be motivated to do this anyway, but what we're hoping to do is introduce the students and a family member to a new Vahipana on their island. So we're going to have four first-place winners for each of the island counties. For instance, on Maui, the first-place winner for four of them will be taken to either, depending on weather, either to Hanavi Rainforest or Nakula Natural Area Reserve. These are places that are not accessible to the public. So on Maui, that means a helicopter ride. It's different for each island, but we're hoping that the students will be able to look up a mountain or look on their own island and say to themselves, I've been to that place. That's a new special landscape to me.
So whether it's the Waianae Mountains or someplace on the Big Island or Kauai, that's the carrot out there. You get to go to this remote area and see some place special.
Correct. We're not giving out a cash prize. We're giving out an experience that you can't have, even if you had cash.
Well,
to pay for it.
That's pretty awesome, I must say. So have you reached out to the schools?
We have, through Department of Education and through the Hawaii Association of Independent Schools.
Okay, so hopefully we get some creative juices going.
I'm hoping there are a lot of entries, and we're still trying to work out the details, but first place and second place winners will be invited to a lunch on each island and to another experience that doesn't require a special helicopter ride or some other kind of transportation, such as a hike into an area that's generally not open to the public. And then finally, we're hoping to publish all our, we know we're going to put our first and second place winners for each of the four ecosystem categories and each of the islands, so that means 32 essays will be published online on the Department of Land and Natural Resources website. And we're hoping to find, still in the works, we're negotiating, someone who would be willing to put it into hard copy print.
Oh, great. Well, this is a wonderful idea. Kudos to whoever thought it up.
Thanks. And it's hopefully going to live on past April. We're excited to see what the students have to share with us. We've got expert judges, not only who speak Hawaiian, but folks who are experts in reef ecology, biology, ornithology, all the natural scientists. And they're eager to see and learn some new insights that they didn't know before. And if I hadn't mentioned before, the categories that students can write about are streams and marshes or coastal and reef areas, rainforests, and dry forests. So don't think of just it being a forest area. It can be any landscape that is special to them. I've lived here 32 years, and the people I started learning these things from, some of them are gone, and I think about their words. You know, you hike through a forest and say, oh, this plant used to grow here, this bird used to be here, and it's not here now. And that just keeps getting lower and lower, and we keep losing pieces. If this is successful, we might do it another year, but this is kind of our pilot test.
And that was Jeff Bagshaw talking about preparing for the celebration of the 50th anniversary of Earth Day this spring. For more details about the deadlines for this essay contest and the grand prize of a day in the field, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.